On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
Morena, I am well, thanks. How are you?
I am also very well. I'm excited to hear what we're talking about today. What's going on in movie world?
Yeah, there's actually a bunch of cool films out in theatres this week. The first one I want to mention is one I haven't seen. It's a trans drama called Rurangi about a trans activist who goes to his home, back to his hometown, and has to deal with sort of the people from before he transitioned, including his father and his ex-girlfriend. And this is a film that went out of its way to have the majority of the cast and crew be gender diverse and queer, and so it was edited together out of a web series played at last year's film festival. Have not seen it. By all accounts, it is very, very good. RuPaul tweeted out the trailer.
I saw that.
That's pretty cool.
I did watch it at the film festival and I absolutely loved it. It was probably one of my top three, I would say, at the film festival last year, so I would definitely second that. Go and watch that one.
Cool. Another film coming out this week with a local, technically it's a New Zealand film, is Shadow in the Cloud, which is an action horror thriller directed by Roseanne Liang. It's kind of it's an American production of sorts with an American lead, but it was shot here with a Kiwi director and a bunch of Kiwi actors.
Awesome.
It stars Chloe Grace Moretz as a flight officer in World War II. He gets on a plane with a secret mission and they shunt her down into their Sperry turret, which is like one of those spherical gun turrets on the underside of a bomber.
Christ.
And she spots something weird on the wing and the guys all treat her awfully, and then it sort of all turns to awfulness. And I saw this a couple of nights ago. Bloody awesome movie. So cool. Roseanne Liang has been an interesting filmmaker working. She made a documentary about her marriage and then turned that into a scripted film called My Wedding and Other Secrets. But she's clearly been wanting to make genre films the whole time. And this is just a kick-ass, bonzo, kind of ridiculous
awesome
action movie that I was pumping my fist at.
Awesome.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
I'm so excited to see this one. I have seen a lot of people being very excited about it online. It was kind of one of those things that I didn't even know was being made. So it was a very nice surprise to see people being like, hey, there's this bomb-ass, awesome New Zealand movie that's come out in the cinemas and is actually amazing. So I'm very keen to go and check that out.
Yeah, it's such a big screen experience. It's a bummer that it's come out at a time when most people won't get to see it on the big screen. But I think, and we do, obviously, but I think, yeah, Roseanne Liang is going to go on to do some very interesting work, and it's very exciting to see her action movie prowess come to light. And the other film I've seen that's come out this week is a really cool drama, sort of a dark drama called The Nest, starring Jude Law and Carrie Coon as a couple who, he's English, she's American. They've been living in America in the 80s and they decide to go back to London. He works in finance. It's got such a creepy tone, this film.
Ooh.
It's like a horror film without horror in it.
Ooh.
And it's sort of about commercialism in the 80s and this marriage that's kind of got shaky foundations. They got kids. It's shot like a ghost movie, but there's no ghosts in it. I love films about things going bad for rich people. This is definitely one of them. And it's the director previously made a really cool film quite a while ago called Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, which was a film starring Elizabeth Olsen about
a cult. Yeah, a cult movie. That's
yeah.
Right. Mm.
And the other kind of cult movie. And I think the director's name is Sean Durkin. And real command of tone. Jude Law, kind of after Talented Mr. Ripley, was positioned to be the next big thing, but the career didn't kind of kick in the way it might have been expected to. But over the years, he's just kind of plugged away, and he's an actor of great texture now. And Carrie Coon's one of the all-time leading ladies at this stage. She just does such great work. And yeah, sort of London in the 80s, very, very unsettling film, but a lot of fun to watch. So that's that as well. And yeah, so a lot to choose from this week. Oh yeah, there's an Australian film called High Ground about an Indigenous Australian and a white guy tracking an Indigenous Australian mob that has gotten really good reviews that I haven't seen, but it looks really great too.
That's awesome. There's so much good stuff coming out. Very exciting time for movie fans.
It is.
Thank you very much for those reviews, Fabian Fanboy. We'll talk to you next week. I might have to make a point of going to watch the what's the sort of New
Shadow
Zealand
in the Cloud.
Shadow in the Cloud. Thank you. I'm going to have to make a point of going to watch that this week.
Yeah, keen as to hear what you think.
Cool. All right. We'll talk to you next Friday, and I'll let you know. See you then.
Have a nice long weekend. Bye.
You too.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Thank you very much.